Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, the repairman who will come to your home and fix your home appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. You won't find a serviceman like Chris anywhere around here, especially at that price. And he comes with 44 years experience. An honest repairman won't fix something that doesn't need fixing and will take care of what does. $35 plus parts and labor. Put his number on your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need Chris Moore. 523-5911. And the news brought to you by Niagara Lawn and Garden. Saunders Settlement at Military Road in the town of Niagara now selling next season's Cub Cadet snowblowers. Pretty soon you're going to wake up and wish you had one, and you can get one on sale because they bought them at truckload prices, and they're selling them now at Niagara Lawn and Garden. Cub Cadets, rugged, reliable machines that they take care of if there's a problem. Try to get that from a big box store. Topping Thursday's comprehensive news, city police reportedly made an arrest in the Seneca Casino lot last night. Details not immediately available, but apparently there was a robbery on location with the suspect not being caught and leaving the area. But later, casino security called police and said that suspect was back and spotted in a vehicle in one of the lots. Police checked and reportedly located a man in the back seat of a truck parked in a side lot at the casino and brought him back to security for a positive identification. He was identified as the robbery suspect and listed as Michael McCarthy, according to police, but other details concerning the incident were not available. Authorities said McCarthy was processed at police headquarters, and we'll have other details on the story tomorrow on Niagara Radio News. Another robbery reported overnight, this one in the 600 block of Rainbow Boulevard. A delivery man for DoorDash said he went to deliver some food to a hotel there, but when he got out of his car, a man approached him with a gun and a hoodie pulled around his face. The bandit told him to hand over everything, and the victim handed the gunman his wallet. But suddenly, a police siren was heard nearby, apparently scaring the thief, who dropped the wallet and ran to the side parking lot, jumped in a dark-colored truck, and sped off. No injuries reported in connection with that event. Police checked the area for the suspect, but was unable to find him. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that there should be video in the area that might show the suspect and the vehicle he sped off in. At the Niagara Gospel Mission on Portage Road, a man who was escorted out earlier and told not to come back did return later in the day. And once again, he was asked to leave the property, but he refused. Police were called and they told him several times to leave, but the man reportedly told them he wasn't going to leave and they can't make him. Well, he was wrong, and while trying to reason with the suspect, he allegedly pulled out a can of pepper spray and pointed it at the officers, who quickly took him into custody, reportedly charged with trespass, criminal possession of a noxious substance, and with menacing in the case. Was 32-year-old Eric Norman of Weston Avenue. He'll now answer to those charges in city court. A couple of cars reported stolen in the city yesterday. At 15th and Cleveland, a 2019 Nissan turned up missing. It was parked in front of the owner's house. A short time later, police in Lewiston recovered that car, unoccupied on a road. When it was stolen, the owner's wallet and credit cards were said to be in the car, but it wasn't reported if those items were still in the vehicle when Lewiston police found it. On South Avenue, police saw a vehicle on the stolen list pass them, and they went to pull it over, but when they began to walk up to the car, the driver put the car back in gear and sped away. Police chased it for a few blocks, but discontinued the chase when they said it got dangerous for other drivers due to rain and slippery road conditions. While getting away, that car was said to have sideswiped a taxi and then hit a house in the area before landing in a field at 13th and Willow, where the occupants got out and ran through the yards. No serious injuries reported in connection with the incident. Damage to the house was said to be light. And another familiar name in the news, 48-year-old Ivan Riley, was charged with petty larceny yesterday after allegedly trying to leave the Target store at 74th on the Boulevard with a cart full of goods. Police said he was stopped at the door and charged with petty larceny. Now Riley, who listed no permanent address, will have to answer to the charge in city court after receiving an appearance ticket. And that brings on what we call a little news with attitude. How many times under the New York State bail reform are we going to allow career criminals to continue to shoplift, panhandle, damage property, and threaten people and get away with it? Even if they're caught, they're handed an appearance ticket and let go. That allows them to do the same thing over and over and over again until they go to court, if they ever do. And how many times will he walk out of a store with a basket full of goods and not get caught? How much loss is involved there? And what about the victim? Is there no consideration for the victim? If this suspect did get away with stealing over $500 worth of goods, even if eventually he does show up in court, do you think he'll have to pay the $500 back? Do you think he can even afford it? Or maybe just pay a small fine and be told, don't do it again? And if so, I'm sure he'll listen to that. And what about the business owner, who in a lot of cases put up their house and home savings to open up their stores, and these thieves just come over and over again and take advantage of them? It's gotten so bad that a lot of big stores have hired off-duty policemen to stand at the door, and they make a number of arrests every day. I guess things would be different if Governor Hochul owned a store that was continuously robbed by the same person, and the loss came out of her pocket. But I guess she doesn't feel that pain. And I doubt if she's bothered by the cost of everything going up every day, in part by the thefts that these stores have to put up with. What those thefts have to be monetarily covered. They cost somebody something, and unfortunately, it's mostly the consumers and the store owners. These thieves have to know that there is a consequence for committing a crime, especially if you do it over and over again. But right now, they don't see it. A lot of them don't think much further than tomorrow. And in most cases, with the courts being overwhelmed with these cases, if you're issued an appearance ticket for next month, they figure they have another month to see how much they can steal before they get caught again. What do you think? We'd like to know. Let us know on our news tip line at 371-0046. And do you have an idea on how to stop it? Personally, I was always fond of the old saying, if you can't do the time, then don't do the crime. Yeah. I'm Sal Panessa. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our 24-hour wellness park and community pharmacy tip line at 371-0046. Wellness Park at 87th of Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main are your locally owned and operated drugstores where the important thing to them is you. And they don't want you to feel just like a number in a corporate pharmacy. So find out what that personal touch really is at Wellness Park, 87th of Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Both locally owned and operated, and they show it. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, but you can hear it anytime you want just by clicking our local news tab. So tell a friend if they're looking for real local news, we have it here first on Niagara Radio.